Free Talk Live. It's the New Year's Eve edition. We are entering the final hour of the program for the year 2009. Thanks to everybody who's listened this year and who will continue to listen to us in 2010. Because we'll be live tomorrow, by the way, New Year's Day. A lot of people are taking the day off. Not Free Talk Live. We'll be here taking your calls for 3 hours, as we always are. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You can take control of the airwaves. By the way, for our listeners just tuning in, big night tonight for Free Talk Live as we've launched our brand new, super more community-oriented interactive website at freetalklive.com. Head on over and get interactive, because now you can actually submit stories that will be considered for use on air. It's essentially our website is now replacing the Free Talk Live show email address. In fact, I think I'm going to put one of those autoresponders on the email address that'll bounce it back to people. We'll say, hey, thanks for submitting this to the email address, but now we want you to do it on our website because it's just way better now than it was before at freetalklive.com. We're going to take your calls about anything. We've also got some more stuff to share with you from Harry Brown. He's got some resolutions that he put together years ago, Libertarians' New Year's resolutions, and there's some really good suggestions in here. We're going to get to those, but we're going to take your calls about what you want. Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. How you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
I want to make a resolution on how to try to get the Democrats and Republicans arrested for treason,
because okay.
they brought us, man. I think the Republicans, anybody who aspires to Republicanism or Democrats or anything, is totally un-American. I think Democrats and Republicans should be spit right in their eye and tell them that they're un-American.
Well, that's not very nice.
And we should never listen to them or vote one of them in again.
I agree. There's no real reason to listen to them.
Either a Democrat or Republican is un-American.
I agree with you. There's no reason to listen to them or vote for them. But I have to say that your idea of bringing them up on treason is probably as difficult as actually seceding, if not more so. It may be actually easier to declare independence and secede than to actually bring the federal government politicians up on some sort of treason charges. Because in order to bring them up on treason charges, you'd have to take over the federal government.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's a good thing when Rome fell, you know, because you get rid of the Democrats and Republicans and start over. But we'll never be free without a fight. You know, it's over.
A fight? What do you mean?
Without kicking them out, how are you going to get them out of there?
You just ignore them.
You're going to have to grab them by the neck and throw them out.
No. I disagree completely.
They'll lose power when we start ignoring them, when more and more people ignore them and just stop feeding their power.
Right, because their power depends on our obedience. As long as we, who way outnumber them, continue to go along with their demands, continue to give them voluntarily our money, then they're going to stay in power. But if Americans were to just forget about Washington, D.C., what could they do?
I think you said the magic word, though, giving them money. And the ones that got all the money are the Democrats and the Republicans. And
that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. And there's also, you know, not just in taxes, but also a bunch of silly little fines and fees they try to get us for. And when it becomes, even, you know, like some of the things we're doing in Keene, where we're just like not paying fines and going to jail instead and fighting every single ticket, and they're not counting on that. They're counting on people to just stand in line and pay those things. And when it actually becomes an effort to collect on that stuff, then at some point they have to reevaluate, wow, maybe we should use a little more discretion about what we charge people with, you know? So I think we can have effects have a gradual effect on our freedom by withdrawing more and more and then just choosing not to obey every little whim of government.
No participation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't give them your consent if you can avoid it. And like you're saying, Dale, make it a little baby steps. You don't have to jump all the way into the pool of non-cooperation right into the deep end. Just try saying no to, oh, I don't know, the 2010 census? That should be a nice easy one for people to say no to.
None of it's real easy because we're heavily indoctrinated. We're very afraid. People are terrified about what could happen if they even defy any sort of authority figure. And we've been taught since, you know, school, the whole point of 12 years of school was, you know, the number one thing you learn is to be obedient, to blindly obey an authority figure, you know, someone who's been declared an authority figure with a badge or a robe or whatever, and so, or title. And so the very first step, and I think it's, you know, it's a big one, but it's also like the least risky and the one that most people should try to grow to be comfortable with, is to withdraw your moral support. You know, before you withdraw financial support, you know, before you say, I'm not paying my taxes, I'm not going to obey this police officer or any of that stuff, just withdraw your moral support. Just come out and say, I am only obeying because I am under duress. I do not
Absolutely.
Believe in your authority. I do not respect it. I do not believe I should have to pay taxes. And I do not believe you have the right to steal from me. When people withdraw that moral support from government, that's an extremely powerful thing, and that spreads, I believe.
And every opportunity you have to dispute with the government through whatever channel they have, I think that it gums up their systems if you use their channels of dispute and redress. So I'm of the opinion that you should use those.
Dave, any other thoughts?
I think that we should really bring attention to, like, the people that talk about Democrats and Republicans in the right and left. We should, like yell at them and tell them you're crazy if you believe in that Democrat, Republican, and right and left. They use that against us. You
well,
know?
If you're yelling, people probably won't be listening.
Well, not yell, but like,
I think there's
confront them. You know, like, just don't disregard them, you know, shun them or
mm-hmm.
It's crazy. For the past 40 years, we've been getting the same stuff from these
people. Well, we always will through the system.
Republicans
the system,
just been hamstringing America.
It's a two-party system the way it's set up. It always will be. I mean, and that the nation...
Yeah, sure
that. And that's going to be a conflicting thing. I mean, it's anytime you're going through that system, that's the way it's going to be. But I think that there's actually a softer touch that's more effective here. And this is odd coming from me. I'm a big fan of saying you should speak the truth honestly and openly, and it's going to upset some people, but you should speak it. But at the same time, I don't want to go around and, like, villainize people and say you're evil and you're making these horrible bad things happen. It's not really on purpose, I don't think. I think that people are seriously deluded. I mean, you have to understand they've been through 12 years of public school and then college on top of that continues that same indoctrination process.
Followed by the media.
Even before that, you know, the way their parents have treated them, you know, in a very authoritarian manner. They've been taught, it's been banged into their heads that this is how you maintain order, is with, you know, cracking the whip, you know, with the stick and not the carrot. And so...
Well, I'd also like to point out that I think that people, the human animal itself, is, you know, being the gregarious animal, the social creature that it is, has developed this sort of this technique of survival in of its own psyche by, you know, always being right and never being wrong. Like if you talk to people, that's how they live. They live that I am right and I am not wrong. So
that's also the justification when they want to punish someone that they don't like,
right,
is
because
they're wrong,
right?
And it's justified that I, you know,
if you go after them in a fashion that you are wrong, you are a violent, nasty, dangerous individual that wishes to harm other people in order to get what you want. That makes you just one step down from Hitler. What happened to the? I mean, what do you do with somebody who's a step down from Hitler? You electrocute them in a chair. I mean, that's sort of so you frighten people on a very basic level when you tell them you are wrong. You need to sort of persuade them. I think one needs to make one's points persuasively.
Dave, thank you as always for the call. Any final thoughts?
You guys have a great new year, man.
Same to you,
and
dude.
It's a dynamite page.
Hey, the new website, you like it?
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, you're not going to be able to please everybody, but I think it looks pretty sharp.
Aside from a few very rare truly like psychopathic individuals, I think most people are trying to do the right thing.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
You have to acknowledge that.
If they didn't think they were doing the right thing, they wouldn't be doing it, whatever it is they're doing. 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your call still here. We'll take your calls about anything, as we always will, at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Very final hour of the program here. Still time for your calls at 800-259-9231. Well, the final hour for 2009. We'll continue doing shows as of tomorrow night. In fact, we're not taking any time off.
In the next decade.
Correct. We didn't take time off for the Christmas week, and we're not taking time off this week. We'll be here every night, taking your calls for 3 hours. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL, C-A-I. And don't you just hate making those extra trips to bring back grocery bags? Well, we've got the product that will solve that for you. It's the Totasack. You heard somebody call in earlier tonight just raving about it. TOTASAK.com. Made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Totasack can carry more than you can. A lot more. Go to Totasack.com and get yourself a family pack today. TOTASAK.com. As we continue here, we've been sharing with you the New Year's resolutions from Harry Brown, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. Great man. It's a shame that that we had to lose him, but he left behind a whole hell of a lot of great writing that is very inspirational, very useful. And so we're going to continue this list here. We're starting off or continuing at number 8. I resolved to focus on the ways America could be so much better with a very small government and not to dwell on all the wrongs that exist today. Number 9. I resolved to cleanse myself of hate, resentment, and bitterness. Such things steal time and attention from the work that must be done. I think that one, and you mentioned you were reading this list during the break, Dale. I hadn't read it yet. You said you like number 9. Yeah, that one is fantastic. And it's the hate and the anger and the resentment and the bitterness is something that I think infects a lot of liberty-minded people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's understandable.
Sure,
I mean,
it is.
We have very good reason to be upset about everything that's going on and to be angry. But, again, this is one of those things, like, yeah, you're justified to be very angry and upset and bitter. But what good is it doing?
How's it helping?
Yeah, let go of it. I mean, you're going to become so much freer. It's all within your own power to become so much freer if you let go of all that. Keep working on freedom, no doubt. But I don't think that's productive for it. I think that's just eating you up. And I know a lot of people. I know people personally that have serious issues with that.
I had some issues with it in the past myself, and I didn't really start to work them out until I got here. And
yeah,
that's what we see. I mean, we being those of us in this room have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this movement that is designed to bring liberty-loving people all together into the same place. I didn't really start to change away from hatred and anger and vitriol until I got here and I got around other people who have a similar mindset as I do. That's when my perspective started to shift, and there were some other factors that brought that about for me. But I see it happening on our forum. We've got the Free Keen Forum, which is a forum dedicated to getting activists together here in the Keene area of New Hampshire. It's actually, as a matter of fact, nowadays the most popular Liberty Forum on the most popular New Hampshire related Liberty Forum on the internet, which
wow,
I think is great.
That is great.
But so it means, because of its popularity, it means we've got new people coming in there and they're introducing themselves and they're saying they're going to come to Keene, which is fantastic. Come on up. This is where it's a great destination for liberty activists. But there's a common thread. I don't know if it's common, but there's a thread that we see through a number of the new people that come on. And there was somebody that came on
recently. People aren't here yet.
Right.
Usually.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody that came on recently was talking about how excited he was about coming up and that, he's really looking forward
and
to it.
And we're excited about him coming up, too.
Yes. And make sure that you get your guns because we might need them someday is one of the things that he just kind of slipped into one of his posts, which generally was very, very positive about making the move to Keene. And, of course, that sparked a lengthy thread about the use of violence and how many of us here believe that violence is not a way to solve the problem of government, that it, in fact, will create more violence, that it lowers you to the level of the government people, that it encourages the government to expand, and the government will use...
Oh, it's such a convenient thing for them to justify whatever crackdown they need to do and to villainize the activists. There's that implied threat just by a whole bunch of activists open carrying at a protest specifically. I know Dave Ridley is a big fan of or has said himself that he's very leery about ever mixing open carry with civil disobedience. or some kind of protest. Mm-hmm. You know, he thinks that it's not good to mix them, especially if you think the police might get involved. They're very antsy, and, you know, and that's just likely to escalate the tension, you know. And so I think that, and you're right, you hit on something that it seems to be, like, once you get here, I don't know if it's a contagious optimism. I think it's a sense of, like, I mean, the longer I'm here, the less helpless I feel about being able to do something. There's this sense of, I think most people who care about liberty have this sense of helplessness against this right. huge beast that seems unstoppable.
They feel alone. Of course it feels unstoppable. If right. you're the only guy in your area who's doing anything or who feels like you're doing anything about liberty, right, you can feel awfully alone. And if you feel alone, you'll feel backed into a corner. And if you feel backed into a corner, you may want to do what you might, you know, what a cornered animal might do, and that is lash out at the people that are cornering you. So yeah. I understand completely where those folks are coming from, and I think you're right. It is a contagious optimism, but it's more than just a contagious optimism. There's a bit of ostracism that goes on as well. If you come here and you start polishing guns and, you know, talking about blowing stuff up and, you know, doing violent things, you will not find many friends.
Yeah. I think you're going to find your space bubble growing.
So I think it's contagious, and there's actually a very deliberate intent from those of us who are here and who have discovered that peace is the best way to achieve, well, peace, as opposed to violence. So I totally understand where those folks are coming from. And the best way to get away from anger, as Harry Brown is suggesting, vitriol and resentment and bitterness, is to get with a social group of people that is of a similar mindset, and I don't mean angry, I mean of a similar liberty-oriented mindset, where positive things are happening. And in this case, there are no end to the amount of positive things happening here in New Hampshire. There's always something new that's so exciting and so wonderful and unprecedented for this liberty movement that is occurring here to get people jazzed up and excited. There's future here for liberty. There's hope for liberty here in New Hampshire. I don't know about the rest of the country.
Hopefully it'll spread. I think it has to start somewhere. I think it has to get firmly grounded somewhere, and then it can serve as an example to a lot of other people. I think the memes are really being fostered here. The really healthy ideas about liberty through peaceful action. You know,
absolutely.
I think it's happening. It's starting here, and I think it'll spread. But it really is, like, this is where it's being cultivated.
And so I think that that's something we're seeing, but we're also seeing people shifting as they get here. So it's a very positive, just generally positive things are happening. There's one guy up here who's a great guy, but he's a little up in the years, and he's probably the more angry person that is here. And maybe it's because he's older that he's not shifting.
I mean, he's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot of failure.
He's been through some hell.
A lot of disappointment.
So he's understandably bitter and angry. Understandably, justifiably bitter and angry.
The best thing for us to do is to be compassionate toward those people, to be understanding toward those people, to reach out to them and to embrace them and to forgive them for their anger and the vitriol.
I think in that individual that you're referring to, I think, is in his case, he's extraordinarily intelligent and very valuable to the liberty movement here. So I understand the anger. And I understand why some people believe that you just can't get liberty without a certain amount of fighting the system. I get it. I do.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, New Year's Eve edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. But the site may be somewhat broken in some ways now because we, well, just did a major upgrade. This brand new site built from the ground up at freetalklive.com. So if you find some bugs, head over to bugs.freetalklive.com and report them there. So again, that's freetalklive.com. Visit the site. Enjoy. We continue here. By the way, what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I would hope you do, because I did, and I'm here now in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your calls, let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I just caught the tail end of your last caller, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to throw my two cents in on that subject.
By all means.
Well, I completely agree with what you're saying, but I think the it also needs to be said that, I mean, I don't think anyone who doesn't own a fire... who doesn't own a firearm can really consider themselves to be a real liberty-oriented person. And
why is that?
Use it. Well, because of the tradition. Traditionally, free men have always bared arms. And
who are you saying free men, and who are you not considering to be free men? Do you think Thoreau was not a free man?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Henry David Thoreau.
mean, I think he's,
he did have arms, though.
The idea that, well...
Well, I guess the question is this, right? In today's day and age of the kind of weapons that the government has, you know, sound machines that can incapacitate you without ever them ever seeing you.
Atomic bombs?
Yeah, well, that too, but chances of them using them on tanks and all that other stuff is, are the armaments that you have really arms at all?
Well, yes. In any kind of civil conflict, certainly. We'd be outgunned. I'm not disputing that at all.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
So, I mean, I could sharpen a pencil and call that a weapon, and then, I might as well have a sharp stick compared to the kind of weapons that the government has at its disposal. One might be able to murder a police officer or something like that, but beyond that, that's not going to get you freedom. It's not going to get you anything like freedom. And it's, so there, I'm just of the opinion that one's weapons that you can get are just so pointless at this point. The government is too well armed. The only thing they're not armed against is unarmed people. Unarmed people with resolve.
I think that also I don't really feel like freedom has ever been won with fighting, because I don't feel like everyone, a lot of people say that we, you know, this country used to be free. It was free for like 5 minutes. I mean, the Constitutional Convention happened, and there's this huge power grab. I mean, shortly it was you know, we had wealthy aristocrats from England who came over here, and then they wanted to be in power over here.
I think the slaves might disagree with you, Dale. They might disagree on the 5 minute claim. The slaves.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really an illusion. I mean, they changed the government. Basically, they defeated one government so they could create their own. Where's the freedom in that?
Yeah, I don't see fighting has ever having resulted in freedom. It seems like it just replaces one master with another, one tyrant with another tyrant. And, you know, it's, were they better off for a little while? Yeah, I mean, I think they had a little, you know, they were, you know, less taxes. They weren't paying, you know, but again, a lot of those were wealthy people here that were the most concerned with that. And a lot of little people got dragged into it who didn't particularly want to be dragged into it. You know, and so it just seems like I don't really ever see any evidence of, like, freedom coming out of that sort of, sort of fight.
I wasn't calling to say that violence is good. That wasn't the point I was trying to make. What I was saying was, historically, there's a correlation between living in a country with a higher degree of freedom and having the right to bear arms and be, you know, more heavily armed for civilians. And there's a reason for that, because it creates another check against the government being able to send out goon squads and round people up and carry out more coercive actions.
I'm not sure that I agree with that point. As a Quaker, I don't believe really using violence to solve problems. However, I support your right to own a gun, because I believe that people should have tools, and the tools that they buy or make or whatever are theirs, and they should be able to have what they want.
It can help against average criminals.
Not to mention, it takes violence to disarm people. So if you're anti-violence, you have to support people's right to bear arms. If I don't, I might try to persuade you. Actually, I wouldn't. I would rather persuade you to not do something I don't think you should do. I would not use violence, you know, to disarm someone. And I wouldn't approve of violence to disarm someone. And so I think you're right. If there's a country, I mean, that should be telling if the country is trying to disarm its citizens. That's true.
Well, what good did
I think that's the key, not so much whether or not the citizens, you know, are armed or not, it's whether they can be. They are in a less tyrannical government.
Joe, what good did the all the arms do down after Hurricane Katrina?
Well, a couple handguns and a couple rifles did
defeat
the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. That did them a lot of good. And they, if you're familiar with the story of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, and they were fighting battalions of highly trained, highly skilled German Waffen-SS. And these were just farmers who had a couple firearms.
I've got no problems with people owning weapons. I'm just, first off, I'm not sure that they're useful today with the level of technology that we have going on. But maybe they are. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're useful for the Afghanis.
I'm selling my only weapon. I don't know what that's going to mean about me. Maybe I'm not. I shouldn't be qualified to be on the show anymore. I'm not a true liberty activist. I don't have a weapon.
I'll
have a pellet gun.
I am not going to be stripped of my liberty activist title because you don't think that I'm, I'm following whatever path of liberty that exists out there. Thanks. My path for liberty is fine.
This is a false choice, by the way. The suggestion that, well, you know, if the Jews had just met the SS at the doors with a bunch of guns, then or whatever sharp sticks or whatever the hell it would have been they would have met them with and fought back, then that would have put a stop to the slaughter. It's a false choice because nobody ever talks about, well, what would have happened if people didn't go along with what the government was telling them? What would have happened if they didn't register as Jews? What would have happened if they wouldn't have accepted the stars? You know, what would have happened if they didn't turn themselves into the cities and leave the countryside? What would have happened if there was a significant level of non-cooperation amongst
those
folks?
Yeah, like there were two choices, be violent or go along with it. And it's not two choices. Like you said, it's dozens of choices, dozens of things that they could have done. That might have changed things. I don't know. And
they made the
know.
Choice to go along with it. Most of them made the choice to go along with it. Just like most of the people after Hurricane Katrina made the choice to turn over their guns. There were a handful of folks that refused to. And true enough, the government people didn't move on them. There was that one story we showed, we played on the air of the lawyer that was refusing to turn over his guns, and he was threatening to shoot if they came closer to his house. And indeed, they didn't make a move on him. But then again, they didn't have the orders to do that. Those men said that there was an interview with one of those soldiers. He said that if he was ordered to fire on the American people, he would do it. So
yeah. Some will, some won't. If you talk to different people, I mean, occasionally you'll talk to someone who says, no, I won't do it.
Well, yeah, they'll say that, but I just don't. I don't see how many soldiers have refused to participate in unconstitutional wars in Iraq, Afghanistan.
But
every war since World War II has been undeclared.
Sense of us and the others that you know, it's hard for someone to fire on another human being.
It is.
They have to train. They really have to. It takes practically a brainwashing process to get a soldier in the mindset to shoot.
They'll say, men, I know that you think these are your friends and your family, but now they're the enemy. It's your orders. You need to shoot on sight. They'll follow them because, they won't want to be shot. They won't want to be shot. They won't want to be put in the brig. Thanks for the call tonight, Joe. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Enough time for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can still get behind the show by being a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, though we are working out some bugs with the credit card page. It's coming up as that there's a problem with our secure certificate or something like that. So if you use PayPal, you don't have to worry about that that issue. It won't spook you. PayPal's still working just fine. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, you get behind the show financially. Help us get this program on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Like the guys did over at the Motorhome Diaries. You never know when celebrities are going to show up in the chat room, but Jason Talley is in there right now from MotorhomeDiaries.com as he is preparing to make the move across the country to come here to New Hampshire as part of the Liberty Caravan. And I believe the website there is libertycaravan.com, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check that and double check that here.
Those guys certainly are tuned in when it comes to the website stuff. They, you know, they seem to have a website for every new thing they're doing.
Certainly. So what else do you have for us, Mark?
I've got journalism internships. Are you in college? Are you interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? You can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism, including new media, by interning at newspaper, media networks, or state policy organizations. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, housing assistance, receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the summer and fall. You can register by February the 15th for the summer placement at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. You got to go over there and sort of register, and they'll take care of the helping you get a job in journalism right straight out of college.
Libertarianinternships.com. Great place to go. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We will take your calls about anything. James is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
That underwear bomber, I've done a lot of research, and it was an inside job.
Inside where?
Is that a joke?
Funny.
Are you being serious, or is that a joke?
Well, I'm on the Genesis Communications Network, where the listeners and the broadcasters are freaking nuts, so I have
to be
serious.
What makes me nuts? Go ahead, play it out.
Because you broadcast on GCN.
Well, why would that mean anything? GCN is a network that puts us up on a satellite so radio stations around the country can pick us up. What makes you think I have anything in common or anything to do with the other shows on this network?
Because you're on that network.
Well, hold on just a second.
That's brilliant.
Wait a second.
Just like you.
But wait a second. You called into that network, and wouldn't you say the callers to that network are nuts?
Well, he said the listeners, too, so you're listening.
I mean, you're listening, you're calling, you're nuts.
Yes, that's right. I'm freaking nuts. Just
right. Sound like it.
Well, as long as you are as nutty as I am, I'm fine with it.
How do you like being on the freaking nuttiest network in the country?
It's working great for us. We're on over 60 radio stations across the country, and they don't care.
You can barely pay your bills. I know.
That's right.
What are you talking about? I can barely pay my bills. You don't know what my financial situation's like.
Yes, I do.
Actually, it's true.
How do you know that?
You can barely pay your bills.
How do you know that? How do you know?
Because I know.
I
think he saw you prostituting yourself on Main Street.
That's right.
Congratulations for being on Alex Jones' radio.
Worst call ever. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Now it's Alex Jones' network?
No, Alex Jones doesn't own the Genesis Communications Network. He's on the network, and there are some shows on this network that, truth be told, they're kind of kooky. But so? That doesn't have anything to do with us.
Premier Radio Network puts Coast to Coast on.
Yeah, that's true. What is that? Who's hosting that?
George Norrie.
Yeah. There's all kinds of kooky crap on that program, and that's one of the most listened to shows in America. It's the most popular overnight program in America. And Free Talk Live is not a conspiracy show. You know, we are here taking your phone calls about anything. We talk about liberty. We talk about getting free. We talk about the issues, and we'll tolerate somebody who calls in with a conspiracy theory. We don't screen those folks out.
I'm less tolerant than you guys are of those people.
Well, I mean, we'll talk to them about it. We'll call them on the carpet for it, that kind of thing. But this guy, by the way, the board operator, saying that that man's real name is Troy from West Virginia. He's been calling in for over 3 years with different names. Somehow hates us, but just can't stop listening. You don't like Troy.
I've got fans like that, too, on my site. They just like, the first ones to reply on some new content is up is the people who absolutely hate your guts. I'm like, wow, you're like really, really spending a lot of energy to hate me,
He's consuming the product. That's what you want them to do anyway. It doesn't really matter, love or hate, to listen to the show. That's what we're looking for.
Well, I mean, we'd like you to patronize our advertisers, and I don't know if somebody like him is going to go and do that. But hey,
he is if the offer is good enough and he's interested in the product.
They're still pumping up the numbers, which is always good for them.
Yeah, that's true too. So just because we're on the Genesis Communications Network with some other shows that might have questionable content doesn't mean that we have any other real association with them. Most of the program directors, I've got 60 radio stations I'm on. If I were to talk to my program directors and ask them if they know what the other shows are that are on our network, most of them wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. They provide us with a service. Genesis provides us with a service. We provide them with stations. Things are great.
Obviously, they're great. Yeah, obviously, they're great. I mean, we're good to them. We get them new stations. They're good to us. They put us up on the satellite. That allows us to get more stations. And, this has been going on now for over 5 years that we've been on GCN, and it's been fantastic. So thanks to Ted, and thanks to the rest of the crew over at the Genesis Communications Network for making this show possible, possible to be picked up by dozens of radio stations.
And thanks to Troy for listening.
Yeah, thank you too, Troy, for calling and sounding like a jackass.
He's just prejudiced. Oh, you're on that same station with some other people, so you must be just like them.
Right, yeah, we're on. Well, that's another great point. Like, we're on radio stations, 60 of them across the country, and they all have different lineups. So does that mean we're the same as Ed Schultz, who comes on before us in Florence, Alabama? Does that mean we're the same as, what are some of the late night hosts? Who's on late night? There's nobody on late night except for Alan Colmes.
Joey Reynolds.
Joey Reynolds. Are we the same as him? I mean, come on. Free Talk Live is just a different program from anything else out there in talk radio. And like I said earlier on the show tonight, maybe someday the talk radio industry will start to imitate Free Talk Live because of our wonderful success. But that's not happening yet. Hey, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's see if we can get through a few more of these New Year's resolutions from Harry Brown. Number 10, I resolve to speak, dress, and act in a respectable manner. I may be the first libertarian someone has encountered, and it's important that he get a good first impression. No one will hear the message if the messenger is unattractive. Number 11, I resolve to remind myself that someone's stupid opinion may be an opinion I once held. If I can grow, why can't I help him grow? Number 12, I resolve not to raise my voice in any discussion. In a shouting match, no one wins, no one changes his mind, and no one will be inspired to join our quest for a free society. 13. I resolve not to adopt the tactics of the Republicans and Democrats. They use character assassination, evasions, and intimidation because they have no real benefits to offer Americans. On the other hand, we're offering to set people free, and so we can win by simply focusing on the better life our proposals will bring. How sad that the Libertarian Party is no longer the party that Harry Brown was the candidate for back in the year 2000 and 1996. It's a pale shadow of itself. So when I hear Harry's words here, I think of just we as in the liberty-loving people, not necessarily the party. Number 14, the final one here. I resolve to be civil to my opponents and treat them with respect, however anyone chooses to treat me. It's important that I be a better person than my enemies. And this is also one that I have recently come to really embrace, and that is really trying to working on loving the people in the government and showing them compassion and showing them, even though what many of them are engaged in is violence and it's threatening people, to not get angry with them.
How dare you, Ian? How dare you?
Well, people
are going to be very upset that you are not hating those people.
You know, I told Eli Rivera I loved him this week.
Right, he needs to hear it. You know, say, like, look, I'm different. I have a different way of approaching things, Eli.
He won't talk to me. Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to me. I was trying to talk to him to see if we could, you know, get back on at least a communicating level. I guess he's upset. I don't even know why he's upset at me. I think it might have to do with the candlelight vigils that the activists held out in front of his house.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. Well, he at one point wanted me to do. He had talked to me about doing an illustration for the high school party event at the end of the year for the graduates.
Yeah.
And
has he gotten back to you?
No, he didn't get back to me. And
at this point, he
probably wouldn't want to because I was one of the people who was very encouraging and promoting the candlelight vigils. So.
So I was actually in the courtroom this week, and he was there, and I gave a hug to one of the police lieutenants. And I said, Eli, there's a hug waiting for you as I walked out the door. I love you, man. And I walked out, and he didn't know what to say to that. He seemed kind of dumbfounded for words. Anyway, we're done for this year. See you tomorrow for 2010 online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a happy and safe, fun new year.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.